AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Kids, I've just got to say a shout out to Jen. Jen works at the Turf Club. And she loves this segment, so she wanted to tell you both that, and she enjoys it. Morning, Jen.
Morning, Miss Jen.
Morning, Jen.
Morning, Jen. It's time to raise your expectations in life.
Jen.
Jen. Hang on, she hangs around horses all day.
She doesn't. She pours a mean beer out there, Peter.
Oh, really?
Oh, now you're interested.
Hey, morning, Jen.
Oh, there we go. Righto, here we go. Going to the movies. Name that year.
The greatest city in the history of mankind. Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego, which of course in German means a whale's vagina.
Oh, that's right. What movie is that? That's on our
I have absolutely no idea.
That is Anchorman.
yes, I thought that line. Oh, gosh, it's a funny movie. I love Will Ferrell. Okay, there's been two now, and the other one was about 3 years ago.
Rookie who puts these segments together said, is it okay to play this? I said, well, it was in a movie.
Yes.
Thank you, Rookie.
Look, I'll say Bridge.
Yes.
I will say Anchorman, 2010.
No.
Okay. It's earlier than that, I think. Because that was only 7 years ago. I don't know. I'm going to say Spider, and we 2000.
No. Rockin'?
I'll go somewhere in the middle of maybe around 2004.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, wow. Hey. Smokey.
Pulled that one out.
What did you say, Bridge?
Oh, 2010.
Okay, so Spider, you've won on default.
Nearest I didn't know that's great. All right, that early, right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Name that year, unfortunately.
Good morning. On the island of Tasmania, the worst massacre in Australian history is finally over. Oh. At least 34 people were killed and 4 others critically wounded when a 29-year-old gunman with a history of mental problems opened fire in a popular tourist area.
At the time, it was the biggest mass. It was the biggest mass shooting, wasn't it, in the world?
Still is.
Still is, isn't it?
Have you been down there,
Martin Bryant? Yeah, mate, lots of times, and it's so eerie. It's unbelievable.
Is it? I've never been to Tasmania.
I went down there with the St Kilda Footy Club, so it must have been before that. So, it's going to be early 90s.
Is it back to a... I suppose it's a tourist attraction for the wrong reason, but, you know, it was a bustling place to go for tourists before this.
No.
Is it back there or is it now looked at as a memorial place?
It's all memorial and it's that eerie feeling.
Well, it's so eerie anyway because it's part of our history of convicts and the things that happened to convicts
That's right.
It was bad enough.
It had a brutal history as it was.
Yeah. So it was the day that Tasmania lost its innocence. I'm getting... Gooseys now.
Well, Tasmania had a lot of, really bad history in a lot of ways. For some reason, Tasmania was amongst the worst of it.
Wow.
Especially with a lot of the indigenous as
well. Yeah, that's right.
But I'm going to say 91. Smaller.
No.
No, it was later. It was later. It was like, God, I'm going to say Bridge 95.
No.
Later, I think.
It was 1996.
It was 1996.
And in 2 weeks, John Howard had managed to amend the gun laws, something that the Americans continue to struggle with.
We'll be chatting with our US correspondent today, Scotty Taylor, on the latest. And how, isn't it incredible, the power of children are stepping up where the adults aren't. It's an incredible story.
I remember the footage, Rod, you would remember too. Remember the shot from behind, the when he was standing up on the lectern?
Wearing his bulletproof vest.
Yeah, eerie. Okay, so default again there, Bridge. You got 1995, I think you said.
Mm.
Here we go. A song for you right now in Name That Year, Name This Year.
Shake your head, buddy. Get your hand there from underneath your chin.
Drops of Jupiter,
Open
Peter.
Open your eyeballs. Ah, come on.
From Train.
It's Train.
Yeah. And?
I must say, right, this is very funny. I only really like one or two Train songs. They were at Blues Fest one year, and I was off watching another band, and everyone's like, no, come see Train, come see Train. They played, like, the song that everyone really loves, which is this one. Then all of a sudden, there was just a sea of people come over to where I was in the front row of whatever band, because everyone's like... Well, that's the only song we know.
I don't know. Bridge is going to be a fair chance of getting closer to the
map.
I'm going to say
know.
Spider 2002.
No.
I reckon that was pretty good. I'm guessing he. Bridge drops a Jupiter 2011.
No. Rockin'.
Look at one Grammy Award for best pop song or rock song, I think. I'm going to have a stab at 2008.
No, Peter was the closest. 2001 drops of Jupiter.
Oh, wow.
Look at
it's
that.
It's every time you give up is when you do well.
I never give up. Oh. My mind always ticks.
I'm gonna film you one of these days and show everyone your face during this competition. It's the utter white flag of despair.
You all did very well. Bridget wins. Well done. It's 11 to
6. I didn't win that.
There's 2-1 my way, unless it's the lowest score.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I know.
That's right.
It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Peter.
Thank you.
I think radio was the winner of the day.
Yesterday I was talking about how I had to babysit my niece over the weekend, or pretty much like my niece, 18-month-old little girl Harper, and saying that I fell asleep and she decided that she would find the lollies and the chips, like most kids do, when you don't show them a little bit of attention or they're left on their own devices. No different to animals.
Yes.
The only difference between, I suppose, kids and animals is that you've got to be careful what you say around kids. And, look, I haven't got, I suppose... the best language around.
You get in trouble for Major all the time with your language.
Around Boston.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. And I've got three other daughters and, look, and I've never sworn in front of Mum. And Harper went home yesterday to her.
Oh, Peter.
On Sunday to her mum. And her mum sent me this audio from Harper.
Pull a cat.
What did you just say, Harper?
Pull a cat. Pull a cat.
Excuse me.
So a new word's holy crap.
Peter.
I know it's not funny, but I didn't mean it. Every time she did so, I was like, holy crap, what are you doing? Holy crap, don't do this. Holy crap.
She's only 18 months.
I know, and she went home and her new favourite word's holy crap. Oh, lucky I kept it as holy crap and I didn't go to anything else.
Well, thank goodness.
Holy crap.
What's my name? Sit down.
We have to piggyback.
Actually, I was only kidding because you'd be in jail. You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. What did you read? Donald Trump. There's never been anything like it.
Taylor's Trump Report.
Scotty, thanks for joining us. We all know the horrific incident in Florida, but I tell you what, seeing the uprising of children who have had enough, it's extremely powerful, goosebump stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing when children seem to get it right and us adults are just a bunch of idiots and don't seem to get it right, guys. You know, they are now organizing. It all started from those 17 lost souls at Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The students there who survived are really organizing across the nation. They're going to be marching on Washington, D.C. on March 24th. These are kids, guys. Kids march into the White House demanding change in gun laws. It's all called March for Our Lives. They simply want stricter gun control. You know, the kids are saying, you're simply with us or against us, and that's pretty powerful words.
Well, the children, when they're saying, they're sick of politicians saying, our thoughts are prayers with you, our thoughts are prayers with you, and they're also organising for every school in the United States to have a walkout on April 20th and not come back until these laws are changed. That is very powerful.
Yeah, these kids are organized on social media, so even my children all the way in Ohio were talking about this, asking me, Dad, should we do this? Shouldn't we do this? And you know, April 20th is the 19th anniversary, guys, of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado that left 13 people dead, really where all of this started 19 years ago.
Wow.
And we're still having them in America. It's just really hard to understand why it's going on. You know, I know you're going to ask me, do I think changing gun laws need to be made in this country? You know, I believe it's children are organizing and marching. Something needs to change. And, and one of the biggest things here, guys, in America is I think we need to protect our schools more with increased security. Many schools think locking their front door and having to buzz you in is the answer, and clearly that's not. I think we also need a better background checks to include. Now, what do you guys think of this? Of a mental health screening and maybe even a social media screening too, looking what people are saying on social media.
I think these days, I think a lot more money has to be, and as you say, a lot more intelligence has to go into social media and see how people are behaving by the experts.
Well done, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks so much.
Hey, stay classy, and please, Fergie, don't ever sing the national anthem again.
You know, I'm on a little. What would I call it at the moment? Because I don't like. I'll say trip. Don't
journey.
Say journey.
You're on a journey.
I'm on a trip.
No.
I'm on a trip, and I love it. 6 weeks, no drink, and actually, I've turned quite a few potentials off when they're like, "You want to catch up for a drink?"
Been hitting them away with a stick. They've been lining up at the door. No.
Why are you being so nasty?
No, I'm not.
What's happening here?
What are you doing, Adrian?
What is happening there?
Casting him off with a stick.
Yes, you are. You've got this baseball you're loving to hit people
what
with.
What are you doing?
I know. No, I'm telling you, there are a few.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well,
you're
what
always,
were you trying to say?
You always have opportunities.
Look, my dance card's full. It doesn't mean I'm seeing anyone in particular, as they say. No. And a few of them, when I say, no, I'm not drinking, that's it. Don't hear from them. Anyway, so and
gee, we're shallow, aren't we, males?
AJ, you follow me on Instagram. I do put at the moment. There's a bit of inspirational stuff, and you like it.
Brilliant, I like it.
Thank you, and I've signed up.
No, it's inspiring.
No, look, you're all defensive. You say stuff, and then you see the death stare from me, and you're, oh, Joe, no.
It's inspiring.
Stop it. You don't even look. So I've signed up to this course, and I know you'll be proud of me, AJ.
Yeah.
And it's called Fit and Fierce Over 40, which is great.
Oh.
And it's an online course. And
is it an app? Because you can get some awesome courses these days online, a lot of free stuff out there people put in their two bob. And
I found this on Insta and I paid, $40 for it or something.
You what?
Yeah. Anyway, this all it goes for 21 days and it's lesson 1, 2, 3. And, you know, it's like stand your ground, rock your root, the core strength, transform inner strength, finding balance, joyful joints. Yeah, that's the age I'm at now. Better sleep and empower up. Get your mojo back. Rock your age. Go with the flow. So I'm happy to tell you it's 21 days and I'm on day 19.
Just finish after your birthday. How's it all going?
I'm on day 19. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah. How's it going?
I haven't started it yet. I get emails every day about it, but as soon as I start it, I'll let you know.
He hasn't touched the ground.
A little bit of sport coming up. Jordan Dugowie, a lot of people wouldn't know him, but he's a Collingwood footballer. And he blew over the limit over the weekend.
Ooh.
He blew .09, and Collingwood's come out very hard. And they always do, Collingwood. They're sponsored by Holden. They're sponsored by Wipe Off 5, Don't Drink and Drive. So their sponsorship's always been around road safety and campaigns. So, you know, for a young kid to cop, he copped a $10,000 fine. He's got to donate another $10,000 to charity. He's suspended from training and he's got to go and work for a month outside of football to realise what kind of privileges he's got.
That's awesome.
He's been in strife before this bloke.
He has been. He got in trouble exactly 12 months ago when he broke his hand in a pub and he said he did it playing with his dog and he lied to the coach, Nathan Buckley. So
but
he's got priors. But
fines does nothing.
No.
I've got money. So fines doesn't do anything, right?
Yeah, so working away from the football club, and we know that Melbourne Storm do that with their players as soon as they come into the system to show them the opportunity they've got and the lifestyle they can live. And I think the Titans have also done
it
as
well.
They
did it years ago.
Yeah.
They got them all out working for, like, turf companies, landscapers, everything.
I think it's a great idea. They should be doing a lot more of it. Also, the GWS, the Giants in the AFL. Interesting. A lot of a lot of clubs try and find ways to, you know, get a little bit more revenue into their into the coffers, and a lot of clubs own other pubs and pokies to get a bit of money in. Some buy houses and then the boys rent them off them, and some invest in different areas. You know what the GWS Giants have brought into?
What's that?
A daycare centre. They've opened daycare centres, the GWS Giants daycare centres.
Really?
So interesting how footy's changed in the last 10, 15 years. And the big one overnight was Carmichael Hunt. Cocaine charges over the Christmas period, went to court yesterday, $600 fine, no conviction. The ARU are saying that they're not going to re-sign his contract. He's not allowed to. He won't be playing rugby union or rugby league here in Australia. So he's now negotiating with a couple of French clubs.
But that's why he got no conviction, so that he could travel overseas. And this is his second alleged offence, right?
And this this is what I think's good, is the fact of people like Carmichael Hunt, Ben Barber, James O'Connor, they can get into trouble here on Australian soil if it's a conviction, if it's drugs or whatever. Because if they did that overseas, they'd deport them back here.
Oh, that's true.
We don't want them.
Yeah, right. Fair
so good. We're happy with it. They can do whatever they want here.
See what you did there? I just said I saw what he did
there. Oh, sorry, my ears are not working.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
And a bloke who sounds like Paul Burtz from Seven is on the phone right now. Bertie, gee, the roughness and the conditions out there has been amazing, hasn't it?
It has been, mate. You know, it's just Mother Nature just giving a bit of a taste test as to what it's like. But you got to think about that particular cyclone, Gita, which is a Cat 4, is, you know, wind sustainable at around 220, 240 kilometres an hour. So it's very strong. But, you know, that system was around 2,000 kilometres away, and that was the swell we got off it. So you could only imagine the intensity as you got closer to that system.
Yeah. Hey, Bertie, what about, these people out there? Of course, only experienced surfers going out there. Beaches are probably going to be still closed today. But, you know, even some of the jet skis are getting wiped out. You've got to be smart, though.
Yeah. Mate, you do. You know, I was down at Kira on Sunday having a sticky beak and sitting on the hill there and having a look. And there would have been, you know, maybe 8 or 10 skis out there, a lot of the pro guys on there as well. And a lot of the guys who are, you know, on these skis, they know what they're doing. But then you've got other fellas like that one up at Southport.
Yeah.
He's not a tow-in surfer. Mm. He's got a ski, goes out there and decides to jump some waves and gets knocked off. So you just can't do that. You've got to be really aware of it. And of course, like that lady on Saturday who fell off the rocks, got washed off the rocks onto more rocks, down there at the pool there at Snapper, she turned her back to the ocean. Never turn your back to the ocean.
Never. And unfortunately, this weather brings out, as I call them, the water wallies. You know, especially. But no, it's true. Where parents are putting their kids in, even if it's in the tiny shallows, you can get pulled out.
It's horrible.
When you see the sticky beakers that are right at the edge where the waves, and they're bringing their kids out, holding their hands right at the edge of the spit or whatever.
Yeah.
Silly behaviour.
You're right, Bridge. And the thing is also the amount of tourists that we have here, and I think there's got to be more done. I know there's got to be more done. There would have been, maybe 200 or 300 or 400, tourists on the beach there on Saturday night when I was doing the weather. Seriously, the amount of water washing back up onto the coastline was insane. Yet they were all there, the flags had gone down. So there's got to be a little bit more education for those people who come down.
Hey, buddy, there's a hot line.
Lifeguards do a great job,
but it's
very hard to keep everyone on the foot.
That's right.
Bertie, there's a hotline number too from the Shark Control Program. It's 1-800-806-891. They're concerned about some items that might have come loose, because when there's rough surfaces, they take drum lines down, drum lines at Narrowneck, Staghorn, Elkhorn, Northcliffe, Broadbeach, North Burley, Palmy, Tugan. The strong seas have pushed a shark net at Belinga closer into shore and dislodged a drum line adjacent to the Sheraton Mirage. I assume that this is a normal thing. They take the shark necks down and drum lines get deactivated in heavy swell. But there is a line if you see any debris, 1-800-806-891.
Yeah, you don't want to go. Those nets are generally about, they measure about 88 metres long, and they can be double, okay? And they're just anchored with a Danforth anchor, which is like a standard sand anchor type thing with lots of chain. Mm-hmm. But the ocean can lift those up because there's a lot of weight. They only measure 6 metres deep in a drop. They're anchored in about 15, 18 metres of water.
Mm.
So, you know, things can swim around and under them and all that. But the thing is, with the ocean, it can lift them and it can dislodge them. And the drum lines are exactly that. They don't have a net, but it is a line attached to a float, again, attached to an anchor with a single hook on it. So if anything's in the surf and you see a float, don't just think it's around the float. It could be up to, again, 88 metres either side of that. So you do not want to get entangled, because there's no way you'll get out of it.
Well, Bertie, thanks so much. And the call of the morning so far was Spider saying, let's call Bertie about his fish nets.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now the good days, weren't they?
It was a great night, mate. Just, you told me it was going to be between you and I, my friend.
Those who saw the pantomime, it's between a lot of people
and that
now.
Too. And that too. I forgot them that as well.
That's right.
See you on 7, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Original Radio Cash Contest.
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, $1,000 Minute. Giant range, giant value, giant savings. Every day at Giant Chemist Harbourtown.
I'll repeat that. Giant range, giant value, giant chemists, giant savings. Sorry. Getting a bit carried away there. I was accused of not doing it yesterday, so I just thought I'd do it all again.
Yeah, very sarcastic. But $1,000, I tell you, you could nearly... You'd come out with a couple of trolleys full at the Giant Chemist.
Could you imagine? But you can never go in there for one thing. That's the problem.
That's why you need the trolley.
You do. You go in for one thing, and then on your way out, you see amazing stuff, and there's always good stuff at the counter as well.
Yeah, my favourite? Oh. The little packets of jelly beans.
Where are they?
At the counter.
No, I'm not a jelly bean fan.
Neither am I.
Gary at Mudjuraba. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Have you played before?
Yes, I have.
How'd you go?
A couple of years ago. Oh, not too bad.
Excellent. All right, mate. Well, good luck. You know how to play. 10 questions. Each one answered correctly. There's $10
Come
to
on,
you, Gary.
Now, Gary, I'm a little hard of hearing, and I really want to hear your answers, so I need you to talk fairly loudly into that mouthpiece.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Thank you.
$1,000 if you get the lot right. Need to pass. Do so, Gary. Good luck, mate. Good luck if you're playing at home or in the car. Question one.
Name the seventh planet from the sun. Uranus or Saturn?
Uranus.
Which country is Prague in?
It's in the Czech Republic.
Name the director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Peter Jackson.
How many valves does a trumpet have?
Four.
Which crime-fighting cartoon dog has the initials SD on its collar?
Pass.
What's the tower number in Karawa? 28 or 32?
28.
What month is the Logies on the Gold Coast?
Oh, they're in July.
How many medals has Australia won in the Winter Olympics so far?
Three.
Finish the band name, Talking
Heads.
How many E's in Helensvale?
One, two, three.
Which crime-fighting cartoon dog has the initials SD on its collar?
Have a guess.
SD.
No. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Oh.
Where are you?
Oh, man. That was
I love Scooby-Doo. Yeah, and also, how many vowels does a trumpet have? Three, not four. Outside of that, you played magnificently. You won yourself $80.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, well played.
Have a good Tuesday.
No worries. You too.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
I want someone to share my life.
It's when lonely hearts come together.
Oh, I'm definitely lonely.
To find love.
I'm ready to find new love.
To find a life partner.
I really want this to happen for me.
Have you thought about what happens if they get divorced?
AJ, Bridge and Spiders. Married at first bite. Woof, woof. Come on,
Yeah, it's a symposium. Ha ha, do you like that? A symposium.
Oh, I like what you Thank did you. There, Deli.
It's at Sanctuary Cove. Do you like that, Peter? A symposium.
Each to their own.
Hey, does that mean that, AJ, have you checked? Can you be our dogabrant?
Yes, I can. I can. I can marry the dogs, yes.
Yay! Yes. This is so exciting. So this all came about last week when I saw my dog, Ted, the Maltese Shih Tzu, fall in love with a King Charles Cavalier
How
called
do
Chloe.
How you know it falls
Because I've
love.
Never seen him with like that with a dog. He just wanted to lick her ears.
Oh, I don't want
to
hear it.
I said
it's
he is.
Disgusting.
And he was just all over this dog and was pining after her when we left the Chugan vet surgery. So I thought, well, if I can't get married, why not? You know, we got married at first sight on telly. Why not married at first bite? So we're doing it at Paws and Pizzazz. That's at Sanctuary Cove, sucked in. It's in your backyard, Peter. And that's on the 4th of March.
But I think it's ridiculous, but I'm happy to give advice and help out in the way of reception.
Of Do you like that? He thinks it's ridiculous, but he wants to take over.
No, I'm just helping out. been there, done that. I know how to put a wedding together.
Well, we want to beat
That's
some...
That's the only thing I can do.
If there's one person addicted to wedding cake, it's him.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
So I can help you out there, but, yeah.
Well, you know what? The hard thing is for, you know, a big part of being a marriage celebrant and for you being a dogabrant, AJ, is getting the names right. We put it up on Facebook. We wanted to know your funny dog names. And we want them now on 13 2017. I found my favourite. It's so cute. There's so many photos
I've
up
got
there
two.
Too. It's like a, he looks like a little whippet. He's cute and he's called Houston, We Have a Problem.
Oh, funny. Oh. Well, mine is Axel because he wears sunglasses. Axel from Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Yeah, very cute. Dog.
I had a lassie called Ace from Ace Frehley when I was a kid.
Mine's from Keith. I don't know what type of dog it is, but it's named Six.
Why?
Because it cost him a six-pack of Jim Beam.
Oh, of course, yours. That's your favourite. You want to know your doggy's name, your animal's name, and where you got the name from, because there's some crazy names out there.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Sanctuary Cove, Sunday the 4th of March with H.A. Bridge and Spider.
I want someone to share my life with.
It's when lonely hearts come together.
Oh, I'm definitely lonely.
To find love.
I'm ready to find new love.
To find a life partner.
I really want this to happen for me.
Have you thought about what happens if they get divorced?
AJ, Bridge and Spiders. Married at first bite. Woof, woof.
Yeah, it's happening. 4th of March. 92.5. Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Sanctuary Cove, and you can register your puppies at goldfm.com.au. It's a bit of fun. It's so much fun. And, you know, there'll be little doggies getting dressed up. You know what I realise?
I'm just trying to work out where the fun bit is.
No, I've got to get... I've got to... Hayes and Case, my mate's Judy's pet grooming, I've got to get Ted looking good. Got to get him to have a haircut and everything.
Well, yeah. Do they paint dogs' nails?
Yeah, you could do that as well. Of course you can. Yeah. This is awesome. So we want to know...
Can a girl marry a girl?
Yep.
And boy? Yep. Okay.
Brothers and sisters?
Okay. I just wanted to confirm.
No, because I've got to figure that out too, because can Jemima, my pugalier, marry Ted? Because they're brother and sister, but they're different breeds.
They could in Tassie. But anyway.
Anyway, we want to know your crazy dog names, because as the dogabrant, thank you for doing that, AJ.
Worse.
You're going to have to say a lot of... dog names.
I know.
And we've got Chris joining us here. Chris from Mudjuraba. Crazy animal names, what do you got?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we had a cat, and we used to call it Calendar. Because every time, everywhere when it was walking around, had its tail up and used to show its date.
Oh, my God. Oh, Chris.
Well done, Chris. Sammy, from Burley Waters, what's your pet's name and why?
I have two spoodles. One is named Diva and one is Delta, named them both after Melbourne Cup winners, Delta Blues and Maccabi Diva.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, all of a sudden, wow. AJ's interested.
Yeah. That woke him up.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Good on you, Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.
Julie at Burley Waters, tell us your name, Jill.
I've got Gertrude, little Stuffy, and Jimmy.
Jimmy and Gertie. Oh, that's so cute. Well, that's like when I first got Ted, and it was like, what am I name the other one? Jemima from Play School. See? That's really cute.
Yeah.
This is trippy. We've got Alana from Paradise Point. How many dogs have you got?
Well, you may need a Panadol and a lay down after this.
Okay.
There's four.
Right.
So when I got my first one and people were saying, what are you going to call her? And I said, I don't know yet. So I called her I Don't Know Yet. Don't know for short.
You
right. Didn't. Then she had a pup who was a bit naughty. So I kept saying to her, did you do that? So I called her, did you do that? Did you for short? Then she had a pup. And she was really naughty, and I would say to her, you did do that. So her name was You Did Do That, You Did for short. Then I rescued a dog, and I'd always say to her, why'd you do that? So she's, why'd you do that? So I had Dunno, Did You, You Did, Why?
Why'd you? So you've got all of them in the house. How do you discipline
when
them?
When I did have, two of them have passed away, but when there were three alive at the same time, and I'd have to call them, did you, you did, dunno, did you did, like people were, what is she talking about? Or something.
I'm doing exactly right that now. I'm going, I have no idea.
I've confused myself and I named them.
So if you marry two of them, is it going to be, why'd you do that and did you do that and why'd you get them married?
Yeah, and Dunno, and oh, imagine the poor Doggerbrunt.
Oh, well, that's AJ.
That's AJ. Yeah.
Oh, that well, is funny. That is funny.
I'll email you the details just in case, because you'll need a debriefing.
Oh, Lana, that's very funny. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've heard this, but I've nearly had enough of it. And it's around school pickups and it's around mums and... Oh, look, I hear
you
it each.
You be very cautious and careful about what you're going to say here.
I do not need to be here because they will line up and say, you know what, you are probably correct.
They'll line up on the phones and give you a mouthful.
I'm correct. I hear it every day. If it's not from Sheree, it's from other mums. And, you know, how long it takes every day to pick up the kids from school and there's no parks.
No.
You never get a park anywhere and you walk for miles or you got to get there at just after 9 o'clock for pickup, that is, to make sure you get yourself a park out the front, and then when you do leave, the traffic's a nightmare around all the schools. You know why? Because you stand around talking about everything rather than just getting in and getting out. I'm being serious.
Hey, excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'm just going to interject here. Some mothers, all they deal with all day are toddlers and they don't get to talk to adults and it's their chance to catch up with some real humans.
Well, don't whinge about how long it takes to pick up the children then, because I am sick of it when they say, you know what they're going to do? They sit there and they gossip here and gossip there and the kid's sitting there playing around and they go, oh, it's taken me so long. Well... get in, head down, get in, head up, grab the children, head down, get out. Every sentence you talk after school adds another few minutes onto your trip. It's that easy. You know, you think about all the campaigns going around. Get down low and go down, go, or look left, look right, look left again, or driver, think rider, rider, think driver. I've got one for the mums at schools.
Oh, you're an idiot.
No, this is the new campaign I'm going to run with.
Oh, my God.
Look down, look up, grab the kid and run as fast as you can.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I have no association with you whatsoever.
Look down, get in, look up, grab the kids and run.
Totally disassociated.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Well, the BAFTAs are on and they're the British equivalent of the, well, you know, you'd say the Oscars, which means the Oscars are around the corner. And hosting it was the incredible woman I love, Joanna Lumley, who played Patsy on Ab Fab. Mm. Pats.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful. She's 71 and she's earned all her credits. She's incredible. And these American brats come along. So Jennifer Lawrence, who is known for all the Hunger Games and all of those movies, she's known in the industry as incredibly rude, and I can't even mention half the things she's called, but she is a brat in the industry, they're saying, because she's paid massive money. So this is what happened when host Joanna Lumley introduced Jennifer Lawrence to the stage.
And who better to kick it the whole evening off than the hottest actress on the planet, soon to be seen in Red Sparrow. It's the ravishing Jennifer Lawrence.
She walks out, comes to the microphone, and says...
No, that was a bit much, but thank you, Joanna.
So everyone's going off about it because of her tone, and she looked at her and went, that was a bit much. Like, take a compliment, would you? So the British are going off. They are absolutely going off about it, saying that was unnecessary and that's rude and you don't do that. Donald Trump. Oh,
the Trumpinator.
Don't do a late-night tweet. Oh, my God, and don't do it against Oprah. We know that Oprah Winfrey isn't running because everyone said she should run for president, but Donald Trump must have had a few good whiskeys last night. He lashed out at Oprah on Twitter, calling her very insecure.
Oh dear.
And biased and slanted for a television interview she did about American voters. It was a 60-minute segment, and I think she gave Trump a little bit of a go. So Trump's gone back on Twitter and said she's so insecure. No, that's a little bit wrong.
Does he like his whiskey, Trump?
Oh, I don't know what he likes, but he's on something late at night when he tweets. That's all we know. And finally, look, I've got to talk about it because I tell you what, if a bloke did this to me... a way back to my heart if I've cheated on my wife of a week would not be to do this.
And it's
this
a made-up story.
This is what Dean said. Have a listen.
Married at first sight, right?
Mm.
Tracy doesn't know I'm a rapper. I've done it my whole life.
Oh, my God.
And something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
I do have a rap name. It's Visions, like V-I-S-I-O-N-Z.
All right, let's see if this works. Ready? Let's go. Rapping.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady,
oh
you drive
God.
Me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me your shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot, at first sight is so tight. And
wow.
when we get to talking, girl, we stay up all night.
Oh, wow.
It's all right, we're gonna make it through, it's just our first fight. Mm. Girl, I got your back, if you got mine, we're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? That would have saved you out of a few marriages there, do you reckon?
Petey,
you'd still be on your first marriage if you did a rap.
I like it.
Do you reckon? So there's Tracy going, okay, Dean, I'll give you another 268th chance.
Whatever.
Some say he's broken the world record for climbing the Q1.
Yeah, whatever.
Some say he's building the cruise ship terminal in his backyard.
Whatever.
It's time for Tom Tate Tuesday.
Whatever.
Yeah, Tom, it's great to have you in here. And one thing I can say is that it's great that everybody's questions that go up on your Facebook page at Mayor Tom Tate, you answer personally, you're on it and you're active. But we do want to kick off with the Comm Games. It's very, very exciting. It's only just around the corner.
Yeah, everything's in place, eh?
Mate, all the volunteers are going well. Security, roadworks, it's all going to come be ready so that when the 4th of April comes, it's our time to shine.
It is exciting at the moment. You drive around the Gold Coast. I love it. You're starting to see all the marquees
yeah.
being put up at all the different venues. And you know it's only just around the corner. We had athletics here over the weekend. And you just know that the feeling is starting to bubble away.
Well, people are walking around with spring in their step, whether they're athletes or just us.
Yeah.
And Borriby was made honorary lifeguard this week.
Oh, Borriby.
So, what can't he do?
The message is out there. So we're using him. He'll be speaking international language because he doesn't speak.
Yeah.
to swim between the flags is cool.
How the beaches coping with this rough weather?
Right, this has been the highest swell and highest energy for the last 2 years, and we've held it nice.
Wow.
So all that investment and all those critics saying those sand dredging doesn't work, well, mate, it does. Look
yeah.
at the people out there, and we've got some great surf, all those experienced surfers, and our beaches are our biggest assets and it's preserved.
You must be pretty excited as well. They've decided to name the date for the Logies, July 1. You're
yes.
pumped?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, that was quite a bit of a tug-of-war there with Melbourne saying,
yeah.
we don't want it, but behind the scene they're putting money in.
Yeah.
trying to want it, and then I'm going around saying, well, it's tacky, so you keep it. And yeah, and so it's like coming to a tacky city. And then once we got awarded, I said, well, you know, it's the most prestigious award for a most prestigious
right.
city. It's perfect.
That's yeah. right, exactly. We hope that you're up there giving away an award or at least being the trophy girl. Now, look, you're on my side with this. I'm doing Married at First Bite.
Are you?
Down at Paws of Pizzazz at Sanctuary Cove. I'm going to get dogs married and we want to beat, like, the world record, which is 179 pairs of dogs or something like that, okay?
178. I've done my homework. 356 dogs we need.
There we go. See, you're the mathematician.
Okay.
So what are your dogs' names? I love your dogs.
Yeah, well, the American Bulldog's got a Thai name. His name is JD. To those people who knows Thai, it means a very generous heart.
Ah, he's
a
cute dog.
And to the mongrel that I saved, and he's like a Thai dog, you know.
Yeah.
And his name is Boss. So the Thai dog's got an English name, and the American dog's got a Thai name. Very multicultural.
We'd love you to come down because I tell you one thing: the coast does do is an incredible job with dog parks and dog beaches and dog friendly areas and cafes. It's great.
Is there any proof for qualification? Because one's got their manhood cut off.
No.
And the other one is preserved. So do I bring them both?
Wow. Look, the honeymoon's up to you, and you can organise.
We spent $120 million in Canberra passing a bill and we're making it viable for animals as well.
Yeah.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Let the dogs out!
Spiders in the doghouse.
again.
Oh, look, as no. the saying goes, doesn't it, darling, darling, it's the depth that varies.
Yeah, you are.
Always. I don't understand this.
I don't understand.
Peter, you don't understand it. I even think a neurosurgeon could understand you.
Good morning, Shireen.
How do you see my body swelling? He had one job. He had to pick the child up from school, take the child to football training, and bring the child home.
Mm.
Not only did he leave the school bag at school, he left the footy bag at football.
Oh,
so at 7:30 last night, I'm struggling with fences, not get caught by security, trying to break into the school to get the school bag because the uniform needed to be washed for a school excursion today. And then I had my girlfriend running around like a mad chook at the football ground trying to find the football bag.
Bruce, how do you do
it?
No, hang on.
How do you do this?
No.
Hang on. You're a preparer. What's the piece?
The five P's. Precise preparation prevents poor performance.
Thank you.
And Boston doesn't listen.
Do you know what the other P is, darling? You are the parent. The parent. You're not the 18-year-old older brother.
Parent.
He's like talking to girls out the window and doing wheelies. You're the parent.
Yeah.
And so the child comes with accessories.
No.
Need to go with the child.
Surely he can put his footy bag into the car after he's finished.
Surely his parent,
that's right,
who is responsible for him, can do his job properly.
That's right. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, you're maybe to Melbourne. You know when they went to Melbourne a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Half of Boston stuff is still in Melbourne.
Yeah, that'd be right. You know, Cherie, maybe, I don't know if you heard the spray earlier, but maybe it was because Peter was gas bagging too much, which he said you do at the school pickup.
I don't gas bag.
And he said he needed a gold star because he was so quick and efficient at picking up in Boston that why can't every woman do that?
No. Well, I just was at school this morning and I just heard everyone going, oh, Pete was really chatty. He was talking to everyone and he stood around ages talking to everyone. I was like, oh, did he? The truth comes out.
Okay, your phone's breaking up, Sheree. It's starting to cut out.
You are busted,
bag. Oh, one footy bag.
One footy bag. It's one job, as Sheree said.
Exactly.
You want a meme of the day?
I love a good meme.
All right, this is for the kids. Kids. Listen up. Respect your parents. They passed school without Google.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.